Hey, hold it. Nice.
Starving.
Right.
To lose so much weight to get into this dress. He's nice.
Traces of two leading brands of deodorant, both advertised for their strengths, suggestive of a chronic body odor problem manifesting under stress.
Okay, done there. What about his friend?
Long-term relationship, compulsive cheat.
Seriously?
Waterproof covering a smartphone. Yet his complexion doesn't indicate outdoor work. Suggests he's in the habit of taking his phone into the shower with him, which means he often receives texts and emails he'd rather went unseen.
Can I keep you?
Do you like solving crime?
Do you have a vacancy? So, Harry?
No show.
Darling, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, it was a bit of a punt asking her, I suppose. Still, free bar wouldn't have been a good mix. Oh, God, wow.
Is that...
He came.
So that's him.
This is
Major Sholto.
Uh-huh.
They're such good friends. Why does he barely even mention him?
He mentions him all the time to me. He never shuts up about him.
About him?
Mm-hmm. Ah, I chose this wine. It's bloody awful.
This was definitely him that he talked about.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very glad to see you, sir. I know you don't really do this sort of thing.
Well, I do for old friends, Watson. John, it's good to see you.
You too.
Civilian life suiting you, then?
Yes, well, I think so, sir.
No more need for the trick cyclist?
No, I go now and then. Sort of a top-up. The therapy can be very helpful. Where are you living these days?
Oh, way out in the middle of nowhere. You wouldn't know it.
You look well.
I've never even heard him say his name.
What, he's almost a recluse, you know, since...
Yes.
I didn't think he'd show up at all. John says he's the most unsociable man he's ever met.
He is. He's the most unsociable. Mm. That's why he's bouncing around him like a puppy.
Oh, Sherlock. Neither of us were the first, you know.
Stop smiling.
It's my wedding day.